You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Friday, June 24. Representative Jim Banks, Republican from Indiana, and Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican from Arkansas, introduced legislation on Wednesday that would allow adults to sue doctors who perform gender transition surgeries on them as minors. The Protecting Minors from Medical Malpractice Act allows a minor harmed by a gender transition procedure until 30 years from their 18th birthday to file a civil action against a medical practitioner seeking declaratory or injunctive relief, compensatory damages, punitive damages, and attorney's fees and costs. The bill makes an exception for surgeries performed on individuals with disorders of sexual development, chromosomal anomalies, sometimes referred to as intersex conditions. The measure also calls for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to withhold federal funding from any state requiring medical providers to perform gender transition procedures. It defines a gender transition procedure as the, quote, prescription or administration of puberty-blocking drugs for the purpose of changing the body of an individual so that it conforms to the subjective sense of identity of the individual. The prescription or administration of cross-sex hormones, or a surgery to change the body of an individual for the same purpose. Cotton addressed the proposed legislation in a statement writing, quote, radical doctors in the U.S. are performing dangerous, experimental, and even sterilizing gender transition procedures on young kids who can't even provide informed consent. Our bill allows children who grow up to regret these procedures to sue for damages. The FBI announced it is investigating the recent string of attacks and threats targeting pregnancy centers and pro-life organizations across the U.S., stating, quote, the FBI takes all threats seriously, and we continue to work closely with our law enforcement partners and will remain vigilant to protect our communities. A source told the Christian Post the FBI is looking into potential FACE Act violations in certain cases. The legislation makes it a federal crime to use force or threat of force to prevent access to reproductive health services. The Bureau is also investigating violent crime matters depending on the facts of each case. The investigation comes in the wake of a series of firebombs and vandalism by abortion extremists following Politico's leak of a draft majority opinion in the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization that would overturn Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion across the U.S. North Carolina authorities are investigating the death of Christopher Hensley, a 35-year-old former youth pastor and father who died in police custody last Wednesday while he was being restrained. While the audio of the video, where Hensley can be heard screaming at different points, isn't clear, a website called the Asheville Blade, which is described as a leftist local news co-op, claims that Hensley can be heard using his limited breath to shout, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe," to officers. Anjanette Grube, public information director at the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation, told the Christian Post that the Bureau's investigation is ongoing. Once completed, it will be submitted to the local district attorney, who will determine whether criminal charges are appropriate. Worcester College in Oxford, England, has apologized for tarnishing the name of a Christian organization with misleading claims in a letter to students after it canceled a conference in response to outcry from student activists alleging the conference's content was hateful. The Wilberforce Academy, an affiliate of the evangelical advocacy group Christian Concern, has held a one-week conference at the college for more than a decade to provide students and young professionals with guidance on applying the Christian faith to their vocations. After students complained about the conference in March, the college apologized for causing the students significant distress and canceled the upcoming September 2022 event. Following the former chair of the LGBT charity Stonewall and the United Kingdom Equality and Human Rights Commission being tapped as provost of Worcester College, the school says it received complaints from students about leaflets regarding LGBT conversion therapy being passed out on campus last fall. After an independent review launched by Christian Concern found no evidence for the move, Worcester now says the school stands for the right to freedom of speech and religious belief and the dignity of all people. In a joint statement released Tuesday, Christian Concern and Worcester College announced the dispute was resolved and that it was misleading for Worcester to suggest anything improper had occurred at the conference. Fox News recently aired a segment about a trans-identified child, sparking shock and outrage among many conservatives. In the latest episode of The Inside Story, Christian Post senior investigative reporter Brandon Showalter breaks down what unfolded, why he was appalled by Fox's handling of the segment, and why he believes the medicalized gender transition of children is one of the greatest medical scandals the world has ever seen. Here's a clip from this episode of The Inside Story.
I have had parents who have called me that transgender bomb has gone off in their family and their kids are mired in this madness. For them to see Fox News put out this segment was just devastating.
You can listen to the full episode by clicking the link in the episode description. The U.S. Supreme Court's 6-3 ruling Tuesday that Maine can't prohibit parents from using a government tuition aid program to send their children to religious private schools has drawn mixed reactions from religious and secular organizations that disagree if the ruling protects or tramples religious freedom. A recent article from the Christian Post highlights notable responses to the Supreme Court's decision from both sides of the fence, while conservative nonprofit The Alliance Defending Freedom asserted the decision, quote, affirms our country's abiding principle of religious liberty and, importantly, allows Maine parents the freedom to send their children to schools that align with their beliefs. Atheist advocacy group the Center for Inquiry accused the Supreme Court of actively dismantling Thomas Jefferson's wall. A pastor serving in what's known as the most dangerous city in North America is grateful to be alive and unharmed after he and more than a dozen migrants were held hostage by a Mexican drug cartel. Pastor Lorenzo Ortiz, who operates 4 shelters in northern Mexico to house, feed, and assist migrants, was kidnapped June 2nd in Nuevo Laredo, according to Fellowship Southwest. The cartel, who owned the turf, initially accused Ortiz of cutting into their business of transporting migrants and were surprised to learn he doesn't charge migrants to stay at his shelters. Though they didn't believe Ortiz at first and held him for a $40,000 ransom, Ortiz says his kidnappers eventually dropped the demand for ransom and even replaced the tires on his van, which they had slashed. The ministry Sight and Sound, which has spent decades providing biblically based entertainment and performance theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania and Branson, Missouri, is expanding its entertainment portfolio by creating content for the silver screen. In a video posted on Friday, President and Chief Story Officer Joshua Enk said the entertainment company plans to take its passion for storytelling from the big stage to the big screen with true stories about historical figures and events that changed the world because Christ first changed them. Company leaders say they began discussing the move into film prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, with Katie Miller, the director of marketing and communications, explaining they initially thought COVID would delay their plans. She says, quote, "It felt like the Lord just allowed that season to not only give us the space to venture into feature films, but actually sped it up, something that we really thought was going to slow us down." We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice: Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post daily newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.